For some people who traveled this week to the Republican convention in California, the presidential nomination is almost irrelevant. Many of the lobbyists hardly make it to the convention floor. Rather, they meet and greet at receptions and strategize with party operatives. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
A corporate-sponsored reception for Dan and Marilyn Quayle. A casual but elegant Sunday evening affair on the promenade of the Hotel del Coronado across the bay from the convention center.
And this is a little, we have like mozzarella here, and we have steak tartare here.
Oh, I'll have the mozzarella.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
David Rare, the man with the mozzarella, is the chief lobbyist for the National Beer Wholesalers Association, and this is just one stop on his schedule. As much as he likes former Vice President Quayle, Rare's professional interest lies with the current matchup, President Clinton and Vice President Gore versus former Senator Bob Dole and former Congressman Jack Kent. The beer wholesalers have ties to both tickets.
The Budweiser distributor in the San Diego area is a long and close friend of Jack Kemp's. So just in terms of the mix, we have good relationships with the current president and the current vice president. And we've got very good relationships with Bob Dole and also with now Jack Kemp, the vice presidential nominee.
Rare is in San Diego mainly to see and be seen. Members of Congress can't help but run into lobbyists on Capitol Hill. But 3,000 miles away, just being there and saying hi suggests a special commitment. At the Quayle event, Rare greets some other lobbyists and sees some old friends. He leaves without speaking to Quayle. He's juggling agendas of three different interests: the Beer Wholesalers Association, the network of anti-tax, anti-government organizations, and the Republican Party. His big event on Sunday is a dinner at SeaWorld, honoring House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Rare arrives too late for the dolphin show, but in time for the speech. Unlike Gingrich's speech to the convention Tuesday night, this one's a partisan stemwinder.
We're going to see the most ruthless onslaught of resources and false messages we have ever seen. And our job is to raise the money, to arouse the candidates, to recruit the citizens, to reach out to everyone and say, if you love America and you love the children of America and you want a better future, then 1996 is the year we get the job done. And together at every level in every community, we're going to give every child the right to pursue happiness, and it's going to be real. Thank you, good luck, and God bless you.
The Beer Wholesalers Association has been helping to get the job done. Its political action committee expects to contribute $1.5 million to congressional candidates, mostly Republicans. This dinner, like most events at the convention, wasn't a fundraiser. But Rare was invited because the Beer Wholesalers PAC this year alone has given $15,000 to the host, the National Republican Congressional Committee. That kind of money and the Beer Wholesalers grassroots network, which Rare sometimes mobilizes for the House GOP leadership, make for close ties to House leaders. At a brunch yesterday, sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Convenience Stores, Rare ran into some more lobbyists.
You know, it's, you know, Telly Loveless.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to meet you.
David Rare with the Beer Wholesalers.
Hi, Damian Hooper Campbell.
Hey, how are you doing, Damian?
All right.
The brunch was honoring one of the Beer Wholesalers' allies, John Boehner, chairman of the House Republican Conference, who explained why the partnership with the Beer Wholesalers is important to Republicans.
Small business people in congressional districts around America usually are well-respected people. Beer wholesalers, particularly, are big contributors to all the local sports organizations, local civic organizations. And so David's members would be fairly well-known people in their communities, and their support of a particular candidate is beneficial to that candidate.
The Beer Wholesalers Association doesn't just help candidates. It also belongs to the Coalition, a group of corporations and trade associations running its own campaign against organized labor in targeted House districts. The Coalition and other business groups want the Republican Party to focus on economic issues, tax cuts and deregulation, not on the social causes supported by many GOP convention delegates. Lyle Beckwith of the Convenience Store Association said the Coalition is the buzz of the pro-business lobby.
We've met with several organizations. We're committed for $100,000 just up front in cash. In grassroots activity, we're mobilizing our members in all the targeted districts. I know personally, so we're working on it very, very aggressively.
It's a fact that the Coalition and organized labor are campaigning in specific districts, but none of their spending counts legally as campaign contributions. That's because they're not explicitly telling voters how to vote. But there's no doubt which way they think voters ought to go. Rare is one of many business lobbyists working with Americans for Tax Reform on an idea from Speaker Newt Gingrich. Rare says Gingrich brought it up several months ago at a small meeting with some lobbyists. Now they're all excited about it, especially the man at the center of the strategy, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform.
We sent out letters to various industry groups, trade associations, and asked people for help in calculating what percentage of a bottle of beer or of your electric bill or of a shirt or a shoe or a car is taxed.
Loaf of bread.
And so we put together about a dozen of those now. By the end of this month, we'll have 30, and we're going to be releasing them one a day during September.
Most people don't know that the total tax burden on a bottle of beer is 43% of that beer. So when you pour it into a glass, almost half of it goes for state, federal, local taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes. And we just want to keep people focused on the total tax burden.
It's consciousness raising. We want the American taxpayers to realize how high the tax burden is. Speaker Gingrich talks about it as not as take-home pay, but as temporary pay.
The beer industry's contribution to this effort debuted this week. Print ads from the Beer Institute and from Anheuser-Busch, a plastic mug for every convention delegate, with a tax fill line 43% of the way up the side. All of this, the contributions, the coalition work, the collaboration on an anti-tax campaign that came from Speaker Gingrich, it all meshes perfectly with the GOP themes. But Rare has been inside the convention hall just once so far, even though he can barely walk through the door without seeing several people he knows. He says it's important for lobbyists to keep their perspective.
You know, you got to remember when you're at these conventions and you're a lobbyist, that you're bipartisan and that though you might have personal feelings that are one way, you know, whether it be on any issue, a social issue or an economic issue, that your job is to ensure that the interests of your members are represented. And it happens to be that at the Republican convention, we have a lot of friends in Congress who are pro-small business. And at the Democratic convention, we'll have some. We'd like to have more on the Democratic side of the aisle, but we're going to hopefully do that over the next couple of years.
Which is why 2 weeks from now, Rare will be hosting two receptions at the Democratic convention.
You can have the best position papers in the country. You can have the best arguments in the country. You can have the best lobbyists working for you. And if the people who are sitting on the House floor and the Senate floor don't really care what you think because ideologically they're against you, it doesn't matter.
I'm Peter Overby in San Diego.